Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hall, bringing you all the news you need to know about Liverpool FC as we head towards the game against Burnley. And on that very subject, today's show, it's pretty much going to be a review of Jurgen Klopp's press conference. Yeah, there was plenty that came out as the gaffer spoke to the media ahead of the game against Burnley tomorrow afternoon. Some good, some bad, some indifferent, a little bit ugly as well. With Jurgen having to kind of tell a journalist for the question that he asked about Conor Bradley. So I might as well start with that one. Yeah, Conor Bradley is not available to play, which is absolutely fine, of course. Conor still over with his family after the passing of his father. One of the journalists did ask about Conor Bradley and said, you know, his mentality and how he's going to be dealing with this, and Jurgen kind of shot that down straight away. So I think, you know, that isn't the type of thing that Liverpool or anyone should be talking about in public, really. He said Conor's still unavailable for the game. He can take as long as he wants. But yeah, I thought it was... Jurgen wasn't best pleased with the... I'm not sure tone's the right way, but the fact that, you know, asking about the mentality, he said that isn't something that should be discussed in public, and I kind of understand him, really. He says obviously Liverpool need to show empathy. He says maybe next week he should be back training, but if he's not ready, then that is absolutely fine. There's no rush, because at the moment he is still with his family, and that's exactly the right thing. So yeah, no Conor Bradley in there. Take as long as he wants, can he? But I'm sure we'd all agree, awful situation that Conor and his family are going through, obviously with the passing of his dad. So take his time. And yeah, that was Jurgen kind of setting the record straight. He wasn't best pleased with that question. Unfortunately, injury updates. The bad one, of course, is again Thiago Alcantara. Jurgen said, you know, he looked outstanding, so we took him, we let him play a few minutes, and then, yeah, he's got a muscle issue again. We don't know the extent of it just yet, but it's not cool. It's not good news for him or us or anybody. Jurgen was then pressed about, is that the end of Thiago's season? As there have been some reports and some whispers and some rumours. Klopp ruled that out. He says he expects him to play again this season. He said we didn't really think about that. We're just waiting for the full assessment. It's not caused by intensity, it's just caused by different things. It's not a big injury, but it's something that nobody needed. So it looks like Thiago could again play this season, but if truth be told, Thiago injury seems to last a while, so who knows how this one's going to go. You know, he lasted 9 minutes on his return before he lost again, so who knows. But Jurgen's confident he could play again this season. I'm sure they want him to, but yeah, don't count your chickens before they hatch and all that kind of stuff, because yeah, who knows. Liverpool, I'd say they could miss Thiago, but they can't really, because they haven't had him. So how do you miss something that you haven't had? You can't. But it would have been nice to add him back into the mix, wouldn't it? But yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon, it looks like, but not out for the season. So you never know, as we get down towards March, April, May time, maybe Thiago is available for something, but right now he's not. Moving on then, yes, Dom Szoboszlai next. Yeah, we asked about Szoboszlai, obviously missed training. He's been out injured again. Klopp did say he's running outside, he's not available for tomorrow, but he's fighting to be fifth the next games. Mentioned Brentford, potentially the League Cup final, potentially as well. So we can knock those rumours on the head that he's out for months and months and months. Those don't appear to be true. Because, yeah, he's back to running outside. not available for the Burnley game, but they're going to keep an eye on him. He said he's not in any pain, but it was something that showed up on his scan, almost like a reoccurrence of the last injury, so which is never a good thing, but Klopp was kind of positive. And the fact that he's running outside, as Jürgen called it, in the wonderful winter rain of Liverpool, suggests he might not be too far away, which is good news. And then speaking of good news, Jürgen was asked about Mohamed Salah and his availability as well. He ruled Salah out for the Burnley game. However, he says things are going in the right direction. He hopes to be in part of training next week. He said he'll be available next week or the week after. And then something that won't surprise anybody really, given the attitude and the mentality and exactly who Mo Salah is. Jürgen said, if you ask Mo, it'll be next week. So it looks like Salah has got his eyes on being fit and available for when Liverpool play Brentford next Saturday afternoon, 12:30 kickoff. Whether that means he's fit enough to start or he has to come off the bench in that game, whatever capacity is available. And that's when it looks like Salah's got his eye on that. Liverpool maybe playing things a little bit more cautiously on that regard. But yeah, so he called it a positive update, and it's right. If Liverpool only have to touch wood, he can get through Burnley, which you'd hope that he can get through without Salah. There's a chance he's back for Brentford away, which is obviously a more difficult game. And then obviously you've got Luton and then you've got the League Cup final. So it looks like things are trending towards Mo Salah being back sooner rather than later. The only other thing to keep an eye on is Jürgen says that there's been a little bit of an outbreak of flu within the squad. So he's still waiting exactly to see who is available. In terms of training, Joe Gomez missed training on Thursday afternoon, believed to be with illness. At time recording, no one else has done any training yet, so can't bring in any other updates on who isn't available, other than Klopp saying that Wataru Endo is fit and fine after his Asia Cup exploits with Japan. Japan got knocked out, which I'm sure Wataru will be gutted. He'll have had his sights set on lifting that trophy. Wasn't to be, but he's back and fit and available and ready to go, and he's going to be involved in the matchday squad against Burnley from the start or from the bench, we'll see. But he'll definitely be in the 18, and I wouldn't be shocked if he did get himself some minutes. It's not like he's been out with an injury or something. He's been playing games, obviously for Japan, and he's available, which is good news. But Jürgen is still waiting to see how this flu bug that's apparently been going around the camp, see what it's done to his players, which is never a great thing, really. It kind of feels like there's going to be a few players there who are going to have to grin and bear it and deal with it and get through the game as best they can. It might be a game where obviously Liverpool use all five subs and just try and get as best as they can out of whoever's got it. I know Gomez is the obvious one because obviously he's the one who's missed the training session with it, but obviously it looks like maybe a couple of others have got it as well. Fingers crossed there's not too many. On other updates, yeah, Liverpool City Council have granted a fourth interim safety certificate for Anfield, which is allowing an extra 2,421 fans into the upper tier of the Anfield Road. So yeah, Liverpool got a green light to take the capacity to 60,725. Yes, there'll be a record crowd at Anfield in terms of Premier League games for the game against Burnley. And there you go, they got the extra almost 2,500 fans in, taking the capacity of Anfield above 60,000, which is brilliant. There'll be extra thousands of fans cheering on the red. Jürgen mentioned it today. They'll all be Liverpool fans and he hopes to hear the noise. But yeah, Liverpool playing in front of a record crowd tomorrow. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if that certificate hadn't been granted, what on earth he would have done, having sold the tickets, but thankfully all has gone through. Yeah, the inspection happened today and yet the safety certificate is allowed. So yeah, we're going to have more fans than ever inside Anfield. Yeah, the capacity going up north now of over 60,000 fans, and almost 61,000 fans, which is great. Yeah, the more people we can get inside Anfield safely and securely, the better. Right then, guys, that is today's news update done. Hope everyone has a wonderful Friday, has a wonderful Saturday with Liverpool getting three valuable points as well. If you're not going to the game or you're planning to watch on TV, please do come and check out the Redmen YouTube watch along. Basically, you mute your TV, you sync up with us, and we'll provide commentary. We'll be biased, very, very Liverpool centric show. It'll be me and Errol live from 1:45 UK time as we react to the team news on the Uncensored Match Build Up Show, and then live from 2:45 UK time, 15 minutes before kickoff, with the start of the watch along. We'll be live the entire game as well. So if you're not going and you need someone to watch the game with, come and join us in our virtual chat room of joy as hopefully me and Errol guide Liverpool to another three valuable points in the Premier League title race. If you haven't already, on this very feed, you'll be able to listen to the match preview show with me, Sam and Abby as well. So yeah, do go and check that out. Come and check out all the amazing content we've got over on redmenplus.com. as well. Yes, the League Cup final is nearly here. Got a great catalogue of League Cup final features, documentaries, interviews, and some more unique brand new content going out on Red Men Plus over the next couple of weeks. With some big hitters, I can't give too much away, yes, but excellent pool players, some big journos as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com is the place to go for all that stuff, and I'm going to go and rest my weary voice. Thanks for listening, see you all soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.